I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, the rise and fall of NFL cornerback Darrell Henley. But first, Notre Dame sits solidly in the number three slot in the BCS, AP, ESPN, and USA Today college football rankings. In recent years, the Irish have usually been doing their fighting much further down in the polls. Here to discuss the resurgent Notre Dame football program is Eric Hansen of the South Bend Tribune. Eric, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
How is the team's success being received on campus and in the community?
I host a weekly chat every Wednesday, and I'm getting yelled at a lot less. People are liking the articles a lot better. And even as early as the Michigan game, when almost the whole stadium was filled of people wearing Lays in tribute to Manti Te'o, the All-America linebacker who lost his girlfriend and grandma within 24 hours, It's been kind of a really neat community feel. And as you know, with Notre Dame, up in the Northeast Corridor, in Texas, in California, St. Louis, Chicago, there's pockets of Notre Dame fans all over the country. So it's been kind of a big community sharing with a resurgence of Notre Dame.
Tell me about some of the specific players responsible for turning things around there.
I think you really have to start with Manti Te'o. And for those who don't follow college football very closely, Manti is a young man from the island of Oahu in Hawaii, and he has been a transformative player on and off the field and in the locker room. He's certainly the best defensive player in America, maybe the best player in America. He's helped turn around recruiting. He's a scholar athlete. He's kind of the kid that you want to adopt and be your son.
Eric, is there any concern that Notre Dame's current status as an independent makes it less likely they'll have an opportunity to play in the BCS title game?
You know, I've heard that argument, and I'm not buying it. When you look at the schedule that Notre Dame laid out before the season, it looked tougher than anybody's conference schedule. You know, some of the teams that were on it that Notre Dame beat early didn't end up being the elite teams we thought they were. For example, Michigan State, that was considered an upset at the time, with Michigan State being in the top 10. Now Michigan State is about 500 and Notre Dame's in the top 5. So I'm not sure that that really would help them. I'm not buying it. Somebody has to make a better argument to convince me.
Are people talking now about Notre Dame's likely bowl destinations at the end of the year?
Absolutely. And really what it looks like is if Notre Dame is not in the national championship, they're going to end up in either the Fiesta Bowl or the Rose Bowl. In the Fiesta Bowl, they'd probably play an SEC team, either LSU or Texas A&M, who has a sensational redshirt freshman quarterback, Johnny Manziel. And then if they went to the Rose Bowl, it would be neat, but they would play a team ranked far lower than them. It would be Nebraska or Wisconsin.
On Wednesday, head coach Brian Kelly said that he does not think that Notre Dame's season will be a flop if they finish the season undefeated but don't win a national championship. Would the team's fans agree?
I think most of them would. You know, I've seen a split in that. I think some people are really appreciative because they feel like, you know what, this is just the beginning. This isn't a one-time, one-shot deal. And then there are other people that feel like ESPN's against them. Every voter's against them, and they really want to play for that national championship. There's something about third-year magic at Notre Dame, and the coaches that go on to greatness have all won a national championship in their third year. You know, Lou Holtz has, Air Parsegian, Dan Devine, Frank Leahy, and the ones that didn't do well in their third year got fired. So, you know, they don't want Brian Kelly to have any gray area. They want Brian Kelly to be the guy, so I think they want that national title.
Eric Hansen covers Notre Dame football for the South Bend Tribune. Eric, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill.